And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. On the shores of the largest body of fresh water in the world by surface area, you wouldn't think there'd be a battle over water in Superior. But one is brewing over how that water gets to residents' homes, or more specifically, who brings it there. For more than a century, it's been piped in by a private company, Superior Water, Light and Power, now a division of Duluth-based Elite Company. And it's the only privately owned water utility in Wisconsin. Mayor Jim Payne would like to change that by having the city acquire it, and he joins me now to tell us why. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Mayor Payne.
Thanks, Robin.
So what's wrong with the water coming to your house right now? Isn't this a case of it isn't broke, don't fix it?
It's far too expensive. Not only are we the only private water utility in Wisconsin, we are the most expensive water in Wisconsin. We are the most expensive water on Lake Superior, and that's because this is the only place on Lake Superior or in Wisconsin where Lake Superior water is sold at a profit.
There's a lot of Lake Superior water, so it should be cheaper, right?
That's right. The public should not pay for anything more than the cost to clean the water and deliver it to their house. That's what everybody else in the state is paying for. We have to pay for that at the highest possible cost, and we have to pay profits to outside investors, in many cases, foreign investors.
Well, the city commissioned an independent study that said, and correct me if I have any of this wrong, that it would cost $58 million to take over the water utility. Can the city afford it, and would taxpayers be footing the bill?
The city can absolutely afford it. In fact, we can't afford not to. The public is paying that cost right now. We are not buying something new. We're merely taking over the payments on the existing infrastructure. So your water bill in Superior is already paying for the investment that they made in it, but they're adding a 10% profit on top of the bill. When we take over the payments, yes, we will have to take out a bond, which we can definitely afford to pay for that. But our interest rate will be 3.5% to 4%, less than half what we are paying now.
Do you have any idea what a typical, if there is such a thing, water bill is right now? And two comparisons, what it would be or what it is in similar municipalities around the state, and what it would be after you took it over?
Well, we know it goes down after we take it over. It doesn't stay the same, it goes down. And that's because our operational costs, of course, will be lower because we don't have to pay high-priced executives anymore, and we don't have to pay top dollar for absolutely every piece of infrastructure, since we'll have access to state and federal grants that the private company does not have. There is no typical water rate in the state of Wisconsin. Everybody's different because what you're paying for is the cost to deliver the water as well as the infrastructure that is delivering it. And so everybody's at a different stage there. What we do know is that even cities like Ashland, like Wausau, like Waukesha, that have invested hundreds of millions of dollars into their infrastructure recently, all of them still have lower rates than the city of Superior.
Superior Water, Light, and Power also commissioned a study, and they also depicted it as independent, which put the purchase price at about $137 million. They also cited startup costs at about $34 million and something called transaction costs at about $5 million. Are those estimates correct? And regardless, wouldn't the company be able to set the sale price at whatever they wanted? If I were selling you a car, I would give you the price, not you.
This process is regulated by state statute. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin sets the price, and state law determines the process by which they figure that price out. Our study that we commissioned is a true independent study, and it's a true professional appraisal using the same process as the Public Service Commission. The study commissioned by Superior Water, Light and Power is not an independent study. It's not even an appraisal. What's important about that is the study we released shows all of the math behind how they got to that number. The entire process is in that study. Their study shows none of their sources. It shows none of their background information. These so-called startup costs and transition costs that they're describing, they don't even say what those are. And we don't see those in other places where companies have transitioned from private to public ownership. So the difference between ours is honest, theirs is not.
Forgive me for being Pollyannish, but couldn't a study have been done, sponsored, and paid for by both the company and the city to assure independence and fairness? And would you be willing to do one if they said, okay, we'll join with you right now?
Not only would I be willing to do that, that's an actual part of the process. In fact, the Public Service Commission is the independent body that will provide the true and final number. That's why we commission a company that would use the same process and follow the same rules that the Public Service Commission must use. What we wanted to know was not the lowest possible number. We wanted to know the real number. That's what we paid the company to do, and that's what they provided.
And will the Public Service Commission make that evaluation?
Yes, that is part of the law. What happens is first, the people of Superior have to decide. It goes to referendum, and if the people of Superior agree that they want lower rates, that they want to own their own water, that they want to be just like every other citizen of Wisconsin and have that control, then it goes to the Public Service Commission that determines the fair price. Now, we can negotiate with the utility and come to an agreement. They have not been willing to negotiate with the city so far.
When would the public get their say? Is there a referendum planned?
We will definitely send this to referendum. The exact timing is up to the city council. That could be in November, that could be in the following April, but we'll make sure it's at a regular election so that there's plenty of time for the public to learn about this. What's important is the city, and me especially, are trying to make sure people have real and accurate information to make a decision. We see the utility is working very hard to try and persuade the public of what is very clear in the evidence. Public water is cheaper. It's cheaper absolutely everywhere.
And we will hear the position of the utility and its backers in an upcoming broadcast. We've been speaking with Superior Mayor Jim Payne. We've been talking about the city's potential acquisition of the water utility. Thank you for joining us, Mayor Payne.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Robin.
And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.